Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello? Hello? You hear me?
Hi.
Oh, let me check. It's working. Hi, Kennedy. Annie, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, there you are. Producer Dan, are you there?
You.
All right. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Four topics. None of the other of us know what each of us is going to bring, and then we just talk about it. You can always drop us an idea at Carson at mix1041.com. Also, the reviews are going up. Thank you. I have set a goal now, Kennedy. Yes. So we have, I don't know, we have like...
Sorry. Yeah,
that's all right. I know. It's tiring. We have like 30, maybe 35 or 40 reviews on iTunes.
That's pretty good.
I want us to get to 100.
Okay.
My goal is 100 reviews. So if you guys would please just tweet out whatever social
media. Spread the word.
Spread the word if you listen to the show and leave a review. It will help the show.
Okay.
Thank you.
It boosts it on the iTunes of it all.
That's right. I'm looking for 100 positive reviews. And 5 stars, by the way. I'm going to ask for that.
Oh, they have to be positive, too? God, you're asking a lot.
I am asking a lot.
Positive 5 stars. All right. Get friends to write them as well.
I'm going to go first. And this is a, for two of you on the show, it might be a little bit difficult question to answer, but I want you to just think about how you might handle this. I ran into a friend recently. I have not seen him in a while. And I was like, I said, I have not seen you in a while. He's like, well, I've been traveling a lot over the past year. I was like, oh, where to? And he said, somewhere in the Midwest. I was like, well, why are you doing that? He said, I found out I have a daughter.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's exciting news. He's like, no, she's wonderful. I was like, how old is she? 13 years old.
Jesus.
He just found out when she was around 12 that he had a daughter.
Wow.
So he had this.
We're seeing that a lot these days with the 23andMe of it all.
Yeah. So it turns out that they had a weekend tryst or whatever.
Yeah.
And she just never told him and then moved.
That's kind of messed
up. Holy smokes.
And I could tell we're going to get together for coffee this week. And I could tell it was on his heart pretty heavy, mm-hmm. you know, and just finding out you have a kid, the family. They're, you know, geographically, they're not close. And I'm just curious, like, how you would deal with that situation, like, big picture. How do you start to develop that relationship with the daughter? And then you've got the kids' other, parents that are involved.
Yeah.
So someone else has been raising as her father?
Yes. Yep.
Well, that's really tough.
Did they invite him to come to the family? How did this happen?
I guess.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
did she reach out to him?
Did she say, I want to let you know this?
Yeah,
and we would like for you to be part of the family.
I think the mother of the daughter reached out a year ago and said, oh, by the way, you didn't know that I had a child and it's yours. Uh-huh. And so. And
did he get a DNA test and all that to confirm it?
I didn't ask that question. Mm. That's a good question. But it sounds like to me that
she knew, yeah.
It all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to take your lead off the daughter.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I think
she's comfortable
with.
It's
sort of her. This is her thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I imagine, again, there's so much you don't know.
Right.
Did she know this whole time that this man wasn't her father? Biological father, I should say. I feel like that's a loaded word.
Yeah. Right. And he even said, like, they got into a fight recently, him and his daughter, and she was like, well, you're not even my you're just like my bio dad. And it's was just like, he was heartbroken by this.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, that's not his fault if he didn't know.
I know that, but
he didn't make a conscious decision to not be in her life.
But you can't take a 13-year-old girl and say, you have to be respectful of this man who's your father who hasn't been here for 13 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have to think of what it's like to be 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And you're very self-centered, mm-hmm. and everything is sort of you. Mm-hmm. And you have to think for 13 years, regardless of what the story is, my dad didn't want me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now you're coming into my life and you want to be a part of my life. And maybe you're trying to say, well, can I do this or you shouldn't do that? And none of your business, dad, kind of a thing.
I just really hope that the mom didn't like not tell her or wasn't. And I obviously I don't understand. I'm not in this situation. Mm-hmm. I have an awesome dad. I would be nothing without
Tommy's
him.
Tommy's the best.
He's the best. But I just hope that she didn't grow up thinking like my dad left me. Do you know what I mean? I hope she knew the full story.
Who knows? Or if this other man might have been in her life since she was a child or a baby. Who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I don't know.
I think
that's
just,
hard.
You have to take it off her. You can't make it any faster than she wants you to.
No,
right.
I don't think.
Right.
Does this guy have any kids or is this his first kid?
No, he's got no kids. He's not married or anything. No, I don't think he's ever been married.
That's a huge change too. You go from like kind of single, living your life you want to live, which is totally fine, to you're responsible for another human being.
Just think how long it takes to build a relationship, period.
Right. Oh my God.
And build a relationship with a 13-year-old girl.
No. You couldn't pay me $1 million.
Who are the most closed off humans on the planet.
Right.
They are. They hate you. They hate you.
So is it a matter that he should just kind of like maybe just try and establish a friendship with
Correct.
Her instead of a father-daughter?
Yes, because he's not.
Right.
Really. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is at this point just her biological father.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
And it's not a mean thing to say.
No.
But it's true.
You
Someone
have.
Else has been raising her. Someone else. She has a father.
Right.
And whatever.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, we've seen these things happen and you see relationships blossom and remarkable things can happen. So I think you just got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
Nobody's
that's good advice.
That's some heavy shit to start the show with.
Right. I'm just telling you. It was when he told it to me. I was just like.
Bring it to me.
See, Unfiltered After Show podcast, Dan. Anything goes on this show.
True.
All right, Kennedy, what you got?
Where should I go on vacation in December?
I have this same question.
You should not leave out. Well, listen, you can do what you want to do, but there's going to be a lot of testing and stuff. And
I don't care.
Yeah.
So, I would get tested every 2 weeks if I could.
Me too.
Right.
If it didn't cost so much
money. So you don't mind going through all that rigmarole to travel?
No. I mean, when I went to Africa, I had to get 27 different shots and all this
thing. Right,
so
Right.
No problem.
Will you do the show from home before you go or after you come back? Or have you thought about any of that?
Thought is this, that the only tricky part is, it seems most places, you got to have a record that you took the test within 72 hours.
Yep.
Which is tricky if you can't get a rapid test.
Right.
However, I think if you plan ahead, do all your due diligence,
mm-hmm.
it won't be that big of a problem.
So let me ask you this. Again, I'm just putting worst case scenario out there.
Yeah.
Let's say you travel to Mexico.
Yes.
And you go to a resort.
That's top of the list right now.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're in Mexico, COVID spikes because it's December. And it just spikes, and all of a sudden, somebody decides we are not allowing people to fly from Mexico into the United States any longer.
I have no idea what I would do.
So that would be my concern. That would be my concern because your dog will be here, your life will be
well,
here,
Annie
and your
will
job will be
so
here. You
know,
like it's just a lot. If there are worse things in life to be stuck at a resort.
Right. Well, no, you can't afford to live there, Carson.
Right.
You can afford the week, but after that.
Yeah. So that would be
that
my concern
about,
of going that far away is being able to get back.
Yes, I feel you. I feel like if there's going to be a spike, it's happening now. I think by December, everyone will be back home.
Like I could do, like drive to a resort in the Midwest or fly to a resort somewhere in the United States where you get to sit in a lodge in front of a wonderful fire.
Nah, I'm trying to go someplace warm.
Yeah. I think that's going to be difficult.
Warmest like Florida, and I'm not doing that.
Miami
and Arizona,
December.
I'm not doing that.
I was thinking about taking your lead.
I'm not going to Florida.
Turks and Caicos is where I want to go in December.
Turks and Caicos is the best.
I don't think they'll let you in right now, actually,
but
though.
A lot of the resorts aren't Mm-mm. letting people.
There are very few.
I'm going to San Diego. You want to come?
No, but you go have your vacation.
What's San Diego like in the wintertime? Is it nice? Is it warm?
I think like 70s.
I don't think it ever gets past
San Diego
70
is 75 pretty much year
every
round.
Day. It's like the most perfect weather.
August or January, always 75.
Why don't you want to go to Key West just in Florida?
I'm not going to Florida.
Just in general. Mm-mm. You're just concerned about Florida.
No, I'm not going to Florida. Right. They had people in the stands at the football game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Jags game, they were in the pool, Carson.
Oh, they were?
I'm pretty sure there were some things floating around.
I missed that.
So yeah, I just want to go somewhere away.
Yeah,
I guess. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Getting stuck would be problematic.
I think the most logical would be to stay domestic, unfortunately.
I've been everywhere though.
I know. Trust me.
Cruise ship.
No, absolutely not.
Get out.
But, roll the dice.
Although I must say, let's just say you get stuck on the old cruise ship.
Sure.
If I did go on the cruise ship, I would take with me already the equipment to be able to do the show.
100%.
No, all those people died on that cruise ship. They wouldn't let them. I mean, it was like, it's the last place. Last place.
I mean, I don't want to be on a cruise ship, period. No. Not even during COVID.
I did it once.
But
it was fine.
I think you could make a good vacation.
I think I'm just going to have to wait. Like, I can't plan any. You know me, I'm a planner.
Absolutely.
I want to be done with this, booked, and over it right
too.
Now.
Yeah,
I booked just because, flights are so cheap right now. I got the flight insurance, all that stuff, just in case.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, I just.
How about Texas? Is there somewhere in South Texas that's really warm?
What about Austin?
So like Padre Island or.
I'm not gonna, but I feel like a South Padre Island is just like a place where all the kids are still gonna go.
How about Austin?
Still gonna. Do
I hear
thing.
Austin is a delightful
I don't
town.
I know. I want to sit and have people bring me things.
I know.
Well, there are plenty of resorts that will do that.
Not that.
What about Palm Springs?
You don't have to leave the United States to get that. There are lots of resorts that will do that for you.
Yeah, but.
I would do anything to be able to.
I just want to go away.
Go sit at that all-inclusive.
Podcast stopped. There we go. Podcast is fired.
All right. Well, thank you for your help, friends.
All right.
Have a nice day.
All right. Annie, what you got?
I want to talk about Chris Evans and the nude photos of it all.
Out here talking about dick pics.
I want to talk about a couple different things. First of all, I know
what you're going to bring it up, and I'm glad you're bringing this up. Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about the fact that Chris Evans is a lovely man. I mean, obviously, I don't know him personally, but he seems awesome. Every interaction you see with him and fans, he always seems so respectful.
He seems kind-hearted.
Yes, just humble, good guy. But when the photos got leaked, all of his fans flooded the hashtag Chris Evans on Twitter with nice photos of him and puppies to get the nude photos all the way pushed down.
Mm-hmm.
When Jennifer Lawrence's nudes leaked, she got laughed at. Mm. She got absolutely mangled by the internet. And
correct.
I think that is bullshit. Mm-hmm. It is absolute bullshit.
I don't think you will get one argument here.
Yeah.
It is just, it's insane to me how, even Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne's a terrible person, but I remember when her nudes leaked and people just came for her. Absolutely
and I think
came for her. She's irresponsible. Why is she taking those photos anyways?
All the sex tapes, all the things that have happened in the past. Bought that Paris Hilton sex tape.
Right.
Like, that's disgusting.
I think, too, with the Jennifer Lawrence story, hers was hacked.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even her fault, right? Like Chris Evans, you could say, well, that was his mistake. He was on a game and what happened?
His camera roll got leaked shit.
So, right, it happens. But with Jennifer Lawrence, essentially somebody broke into her house and stole it and then posted
it
everywhere.
It was a whole bunch of people.
There was a couple of large groups. I just remember hers was the big name that always stuck
in my
head.
But I think that when those came out, yes, all that happened. However, it started a conversation that we hadn't had before.
Right.
That said, these aren't your pictures to look at, so stop looking at them. And if you're looking at them, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Because this has always been a thing, from Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton. Like, all boys have seen those videos.
Right.
Sure. You know what I mean? Everybody watched
them. Every single man on earth has
and
watched
now you wouldn't, I think that we wouldn't even think, why would you do that? Because A, they were minors, and B, yuck.
And just the fact that you are making women feel bad for taking nude photos.
Yeah.
Why?
How dare you?
Who cares? Who cares? It's none of your business.
Correct. And if I keep it on my phone roll, I keep it on my phone
roll. Exactly.
Because they're really good pictures.
I want to go back and look at it and say, damn, I looked great that day.
I looked really good.
Wow, check me out.
I've never taken one of those photos, so luckily you'll never see it leaked, Kennedy.
Well,
I don't know what to say.
I feel like, I'm not saying it's a generational thing, but I feel like a lot more girls take them now.
Really?
Think a lot more girls are maybe more comfortable with their body.
It's a way to have a relationship with someone if you don't see them all the time.
100%.
Right.
You know.
100%. So you have those pictures on your phone?
Me? Yeah.
Like
I would never, personally, I couldn't do it if I wasn't in a relationship with somebody just because you can't trust a lot of people because I know guys that share them and I think that is foul within itself.
Yeah,
so you've had friends say to you, oh, look, here's so-and-so.
100%.
Really?
Which is disgusting.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Please. You are growing up in a different era.
I've gotten phones handed to me.
I mean,
look at that.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I've had women do it too. With guys.
Well. Yeah, please don't send me dick pics. I don't want them. They're disgusting. I don't ever want you to send me one.
Remember the guy sent that one to Lana, the gay guy?
Well, he was all full naked.
Yeah.
And he looked like a chiseled Michelangelo statue. So
Carson's like, damn it.
I know, right?
He looks fantastic.
Do you have those photos on your phone, Dan?
I've sent one or two in my day.
Wow.
But not unsolicited.
Right.
I don't.
You guys live together. You see each other all the time, every single day or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like when I was like a long distance relationship, obviously, like that was totally different. But I think of like, oh my God, does he still have those on his phone?
I know. I've got a couple out there that I'm like, I'm glad that they grew up, because if they hadn't, that might have been a thing.
But I don't know.
But at the same time, if they did get leaked, I'm not embarrassed of them.
Me either.
I did them because I did them, because I'm love this person, and we were
My Venmo. Run me my money.
Producer Dan, what you got for the podcast?
Yes, so football is back.
Yes.
Everybody is happy. So this company released, because you can't really go to the games in, well, some places apparently.
Right. Only Florida. Jacksonville, baby.
No, the Kansas City had fans in the stands.
Did they?
25%.
Them, Detroit had fans in the stands. Yeah,
yeah, they're doing like 25%, I think, is what I read.
So this company created three football-scented candles.
What does that smell like, Dan?
One is artificial turf fields.
Ew.
Okay.
One is nachos.
Ooh.
And one is a jock strap.
I was going to say, like sweat, like gross men. It smells like a locker room.
I know, locker rooms are gross.
Locker room.
So what is the...
So that brings me to the point is, what like smells do you like that other people, like that might be weird?
Ooh. Mm.
Or like, what are your favorite smells?
Burning leaves.
Mm.
Interesting.
It reminds me of fall, sure.
Yeah. I love burning leaves.
I like gasoline. Smell of gasoline.
See, I don't get
fresh
that.
Fresh cut grass.
How do people like the smell of gasoline?
Matches.
Mm. Oh, matches. Love the smell of matches.
Cigars. I love the smell of cigars.
Really?
I love it.
Coffee? The smell of coffee?
Oh, like a nice cup of coffee.
I'm not going to lie. Every once in a while, I get a whiff of somebody smoking a cigarette. I'll be like, oh, I remember that. And then I'll walk along.
No.
Day. But every once in a while.
Cigars, definitely. Cigarettes can't do them. I don't know. There's
leather.
So many.
New leather in a car.
Oh, yeah. That's a new good cars one. Are good. Fresh cut grass.
Yes. Fresh cut grass.
Just any new car. Doesn't even have to have leather in it. Just any new car you get in has that smell.
Or the smell when you know it's going to rain.
Yeah,
that smell, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, yes. I love that. In the ocean. If you sick me on a beach, I'm fine. No problems.
I love the smell of Dove soap. The liquid Dove soap is like the greatest soap in the history of soap because of the smell.
I have one. You know Old English cologne, that stuff you could buy like at Walgreens?
I thought you were going to say Old English 40s.
No, but yeah, like I don't know why, because no one I know ever really wore that, but like I got a bottle of it when I was like in high school or something, and I was like, I want to wear this. I want this to be mine.
That's hysterical.
I know.
My wife has this very fancy shampoo, and it smells god-awful, and I can't bring myself to tell her.
Tell her.
Because she loves the shampoo.
Well, that's fine. She's not going to change it.
She's not going to change it, so I'm not even... Why bother telling her that?
Right.
But it smells awful. Like she's... My wife is like 5'2", and I'm 6'3", so when we hug...
You get a lot of hair.
I'm just all in her skull.
How does shampoo smell bad?
It's probably like... Because she, protecting of her blonde.
Yes,
and all that.
Yeah. And I go,
you know how some of the fancy stuff smells?
You. I guess.
I used to love John Frieda's. You know how he had like the Brilliant Brunette and it smelled like chocolate? Oh, my God. I only got to use that, though. I used to go down to Boca. My friend Caroline's grandparents had a condo there, and they had Brilliant Blonde and Brilliant Brunette, and that was the only time I ever got to use it. And I was like, this is luxury.
I'm in Boca.
I'm in Boca.
Men and women are so different when it comes to smells, though.
You think?
If a guy smells something bad, he's going to tell his other friends to come smell this.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro.
And a woman will never do that because you're normal people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would never admit to doing anything that smelled.
Like, oh my God.
Same thing with something that tastes bad. Did I tell you this story?
We want you to share in our misery.
So the other day, my my son sees some stuff on the side of my truck. And he looks at it. And he's like, Dad, I think that's dog poop on the side of your truck. And I was like, how do you know that?
Did he taste it?
No, but he's like,
I'm so scared.
Because it smells like it.
Oh.
I'm like, how do you know what dog poop tastes like? And I don't believe you. So, of course, I have to smell it. So
you don't think he knows how dog poop smells?
So I smell it. I'm like, that's not dog poop. That's human poop.
What?
There had been a baby in the back of my truck who dropped a deuce, and then apparently it started like running down its leg. And
all right, I'm out.
That's good stuff.
They smell differently.
I'm out.
Baby poop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like, baby poop is different than dog poop.
Well, yeah, because they're eating differently.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You 100%. You can tell the difference, right? You agree with me, right?
When I worked at the daycare, do you know how much baby poop and baby vomit I had on me?
Took a turn on me.
All the time. It's fine.
It was all about smells, Dan. Yeah.
I also like how it smells after it rains.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.